A winter house set up by Bethel's Lions Club recently completed its 90-day project. Their goal was to eliminate winter death by exposure. KYUK's Charles Enoch has more.
Eight people from the Lions Club in Bethel met last year in October with one goal in mind: to eliminate death by exposure in the community during the cold winter months. Eva Malvich, the chair of the Bethel Winter House Lions Club, says since the winter house opened, she's seen the difference that a little food and shelter can make.
At least three of our clients have found full-time jobs. Two have moved out and are renting their own place. So we're seeing some progress right there.
During their first season, Bethel Winter House served just over 20 clients on an average night, quite possibly saving lives. All of the clients were Alaska Native, ranging in age from 20 to over 60 years old. The founders knew the shelter would be run solely by volunteers and supplied by donations, so they decided to start with just a seasonal pilot project during the coldest 3 months of the year. The hardest part of the project, Malvich says, was finding volunteers to monitor the shelter. Another challenge was providing nutrition for the clients.
We thought meals would be a nice thing, but we couldn't promise our clients that it would be there every night, and so far every night we've had a meal.
Since their first opening at Christmas time, the shelter has helped dozens of people, but it still has been a tough winter.
With our goal for zero death by exposure, we had lost one individual by the name of Marvin Payne, and another client of ours who had spent the night from a nearby village had succumbed to hypothermia.
The Bethel Winter House closed Monday morning on the 24th of this month, but Malvich says she and her volunteers are ready to do it again next year. Reporting in Bethel, this is Charles Enoch.